237 private hidden.
Welcome to the
back in the dungeon.
We can keep on talking about John Fetterman's Red Rocket in that case.
Oh, man. It didn't used to look like that, but I sucked all the skin off.
You did that?
I sucked all the skin off.
I was wondering who got to the skin before I could.
And I can do it standing up, too, because he's so big.
You guys want to know the 237 area code, the phone code?
Yeah.
Any guesses?
No doctor.
I'm going to say 237, that's got to be my house.
Kansas City.
Close. Both of you close.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually Cameroon.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually just remembered it was Cameroon.
Oh, good. Oh, nice, Alex. Shit.
Okay.
Yeah,
like
it took a while for my brain to load in the information, but
yeah,
I absolutely knew it was Cameroon because I've been there many times.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That's probably.
Yeah, I actually used to supervise a diamond mine down there.
Yeah, I was about to say.
And I got to meet a lot of. It's nice to be cosmopolitan and to just meet people from different parts of the world, whether they're from China or from Cameroon.
Mm-hmm. White leftist podcaster that's like, I spent a lot of time in Africa. Now I have a podcast about it. My parents own diamond mines there. And still.
Well, it didn't seem like the diamonds are clean. It weren't like those blood diamonds that everyone talks about. They're covered in blood.
Oh, I hate that. It's like when someone spits in your fucking food at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Or they cut their finger up and there's blood all over your pasta. It's just bad manners. It's unprofessional. That's why we don't have child labor, because kids don't know how to use a fucking Band-Aid. They just get blood on everything.
So you're defending your parents' diamond mines? They're not even that great of diamonds. They're really small.
People don't even like diamonds.
They sell a lot of them. These are used in chains and stuff. They're not even used in rings.
Just working class. My parents are working class diamond mine owners, okay? Just middle class.
My dad worked
9
to 12, 2 days a week.
He was gone from the house all the time.
He's not even the richest person in Africa. Like, look at the pyramids.
Keep talking shit on him. My father died from skin cancer because of his addiction to golfing. But keep laughing.
Oh, is that weird to you? I'm so sorry.
Oh, is that weird? That's the new
My
best
father
thing.
Died from malaria and also AIDS.
Oh, there's nothing weird about that, Alex.
All
we
the
right wing
guys being like, I'll show you weird, and they reveal something really weird. Like, yep.
My father was the only person in Africa to die of AIDS from getting bitten by a mosquito that also had malaria.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Interesting. And usually mosquitoes aren't able to transmit the HIV virus.
Yeah.
But since these were Prader-Willi mosquitoes, they were able to suck more blood out, and the concentration was able to be to an extent that it was able to insert itself into my dad's blood.
Oh, Prader-Willi, is that what John Fetterman does?
He didn't get his willy proddered. A lot of people thought that. A lot of people thought that, but he's not gay.
Because I've been breeding, as you guys know, I've been breeding my own mosquitoes in my backyard, and I am attempting.
Permit?
We need to talk about it. This is a private episode.
Okay. Well, it's only $15 bucks for the year.
I mean, no, but like, Tom, okay, that's $15 that I don't have to spend. If
you
I guys,
you just tell, you tell them it's for fishing.
You know, you can have honey. Yeah, Tom and I, for 3 years now, we've had our hives of mosquitoes. And
our broods.
We make mosquito jam out of them. When they come back with your neighbor's blood, you spread it on toast.
Well, yeah, that's...
It's called neighbor jelly.
No, it's black pudding. It's English.
Oh, you know what the Red Cross should do? The Red Cross should engineer mosquitoes that just go out and take people's blood, and then they come back like passenger pigeons, and they just donate the blood back to the blood bank.
Speaking of that.
But you have to train the mosquito. Okay, hold on. How do you train a mosquito to not bite gay people?
Now, that's a movie I'd watch. How to train
the mosquitoes,
your mosquito.
They will either be trained or genetically modified to not bite gay people. And gay people, I don't think they're going to complain this time.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to complain this time.
No, they're going to stay silent about this one.
I think they'll be fine with being left
they
out of this
They
won't
make
one.
A stink about this
those,
on that album.
Hey, those gays are weird.
Ooh. Yeah, the Republicans should say that.
So if you didn't know, that's the big angle that they took. And the Republicans taking big offense at weird being the main insult for J.D. Vance, even though it fits them pretty well. But all the guys that are just like showing all their own issues, how they're that one guy that was like weird. Now there's a word that every lonely man knows.
Yeah.
That's what girls have been calling him for his entire life. Is like, you're a loser.
You don't have to respond to it.
Loser.
Like, you just look, it's bait, and you look like a dumbass responding to it. And also, it's tricking them into like valorizing their own weakness, which is that's what fascism shouldn't be doing. Fascism mm-hmm. is supposed to be about strength. It's about strength mm-hmm. and conquering the other. It's not about like, I'm such a baby and everyone hates me.
Marco Rubio, he tweeted out something along the lines of like, oh, well, we just need to go and call them weirder. That's what worked for me in like middle school. And it's like, man, that's just like, you got bullied, okay?
And they keep bringing up middle school.
Yeah.
And a lot of liberals are too.
Yeah, of course. It's annoying.
Like,
it's weird.
A lot of those guys are probably, think about middle school a lot, though. They probably have a girlfriend mm-hmm. still.
Yeah, well, they wish.
Like a good chunk of it is people like Wack Nicholson, wow. who are like, you guys are weird. You probably got made fun of in school.
Oh, and Wack it's like, Nicholson's all right. busy right now.
Yeah, he's busy making a list of all the hottest female politicians.
But no, it's not just the hottest pussy.
He's doing a hypothetical pussy quality tier list.
That's exactly
Yeah, we got
what
the tweet of the week here. Let's see this guy who got fired from being a teacher and fired from his podcast.
Being weird.
For being weird, ranking women. Let's see. Where is it?
Oh, I can pull it up.
I got it
saved on my phone.
So he's quote tweeting someone saying, who do you think got the worst pussy on here? And he says, Ollie Spaniola, who's a lesbian. She's a lesbian. She's also very in shape. Like, she has abs and stuff. And I don't, like, that seems kind of off base. Mm-hmm. Like, she
abs
seems
is
like
her girlfriend's name.
She's a very, it's short for Abigail.
Yeah.
She seems very active, very outgoing. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And then it continues, people who I regret to say probably have that good. Amy Therese, Tulsi Gabbard, Anna Kay, not Dasha though, Zanny Jardin, Chaya Raichik, Kristen Cinema.
Insane taste.
And a list of people who definitely go crazy in there. These are ones who get sloppy and wet it all down sexual style. Joyce Carol Oates, Puppy Girl Jenna, don't know who that is, Nancy Pelosi, Belle Delphine, Hillary Clinton, Abby Shapiro, Chrissy Teigen, and ContraPoints.
It's gotta be bait at this point, man.
Yeah, is he just, he must have a humiliation fetish because that is rapist behavior.
Yeah.
That is what a rapist posts.
Man, it's so weird. Like, he understands, like, jokes of, like, oh, here's, like, anybody on Twitter is like, oh, we're going to say, like, oh, this guy's dick is so big. Oh, like, I bet this guy fucks so good. You know, just dumb shit. Like, us talking about sucking
like Donald
off.
Trump has a 14-inch cock.
Exactly. Oh, Donald Trump has a big old ass and I want to fuck it. So he sees that and goes, oh, okay, but what if I did that about women? What if I did that about these random women and I just completely sexualized them against their will? Talked about
their
vaginas.
How about
I
leftistly rank the squad by how hot they are?
Olympian athlete pussy tier list.
Yeah, it's
a stream.
He has like something wrong in his neurons that makes him like incapable of reading the room, which is why his parents thought he would be in special ed when he was growing up, mm-hmm. which he admitted. Like his parents kept going to the school and being like, "Are you sure he doesn't have something? Like, are you really sure?"
Drew sent a video a YouTube video of him where he spent like an hour talking about why he got let go from his podcast, and it's just him being like, yeah, so I used to get drunk all the time on the podcast, and then I would DM all these women either from his account or from the podcast account asking them out and doing all this stuff, and like he's just like, yeah, and you know what, they let me go, and it's like, I you know, who's to say who's wrong here or there? It's like like there are so many complaints made about him just like making unwanted sexual advances, and yet he's still doing this. He's still just persisting. Like, he can't actually learn a lesson or figure out that it's not okay to act like this.
Yeah, he thinks it's cute. Either that or he's one of those devious guys that, like, if you call them out for something like that, they'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I know. I've been going through a really hard time and drinking a lot, and it's just really hard right now, and I'm trying to work through it. And then the second they stop talking to you, they immediately do the same thing again.
The funniest thing is how few people were asking where he went.
Yeah, no one thinks about him.
They were asking where he went at school, though.
Well,
true.
At that school where they all had Instagram accounts just mm-hmm. making fun of him.
They made had it one. They all the students got together and made an Instagram account that just mocked him. And then he found that and was like, oh, I guess I'm pretty popular here, guys. Right?
Those kids didn't even find his Reddit where he posts on r/cuckold.
Just another fan.
Well, no, he found that on r/cuckold for some reason.
Yeah, he found something making fun of Andrew Tate.
Found it.
Yeah, I look at that as a bit.
so strange. You're so weird. Oh, so
weird fucking guy. I can't believe he was in a position of power over kids.
Yeah, right?
He was like taking their vapes and hitting their vapes and then bragging about it on Twitter.
So dope.
That's like, there's always,
yeah, I'm the all cool these teacher.
All these bullshit, like, Republicans are always talking about, like, oh, teachers are bad, teachers are evil, they want to, like, corrupt our kids, and it's like 90% of the time, no, these are just like people who got thrown into these positions and they're underpaid, yeah, overworked and all this stuff. But then there's like a 1% where it's like, okay, you're right about this one guy. It's the same as like when they complain about people like living off welfare or scamming the state, and it's like, no, nobody can do that except for like Mikey Miles is like the 1%. Black Nicholson is the 1% where it's like, right, okay, you have a point there, but that's an outlier.
the just exception. Beyond that, yeah, too, he's my most unfavorite kind of teacher, because he, so you could tell so much of his motivation, like a majority of his motivation to be a teacher, was the power.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Because, like, no power bullied weenie.
I,
yeah,
say it all the time, but there are some people where they go into the main hierarchy and they immediately fall to the bottom. Mm-hmm. If they're around other adults who are free to leave, those adults will leave and they, yeah, won't have friends. The only way they can have a position of power over other people with the low stats they were born with is by bossing around children or mentally disabled people.
Yeah, you put all those points into horny.
It's like, for him, being a teacher was like the most leftist way to be a cop, where like people are just like stuck having to listen to you and like having to deal with you. But also, it seemingly, he seemed like he's just really wanting to impress teenagers every single thing. It's weird to me.
Instead of those who can't do teach, he's those who can't do nothing teach.
Yeah. They must have really needed teachers right after COVID, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. Like, I guess anybody can actually do it.
He applied to be a bus driver, but they used him as a teacher instead.
But he also, like, in some of those videos, and again, thank you, Drew, for just sending me all this information all the time against my will. Where he's talking about, like, oh, they fired him for, like, showing, like, a pornographic scene in a movie in his class or whatever, which I think he definitely got yelled at about, but he took, like, tests to, like, keep his license and fails all these tests. Like, he, like, mentions that, but, like, glosses over that, like, he just lost his license because he failed all the, like, subsequent tests. Like,
he was too derpy from beers.
I just don't get it.
I don't get how you make it to adulthood like that, because it's like, it's like he's living his adult life like the way high school kids get to live right now.
Yeah.
Where they just, if they fail a test, they get to take it 6 more times.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And their parents call up and they're just, you can't fail. But he's doing that somehow where it's like, well, it's okay. I can just fail every test. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to have any skills. And it's okay. It's cute. People find it cute.
Guy that thinks special ed teachers are, or special ed students, like, that's how they, that's how it works. No, that teacher's got something wrong. They're the special ed teacher. Like, you don't have to be.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't have a special ed teacher.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I've always been pissed off that my special ed teachers were fucking R-worded.
Some of the most important teachers and the strongest teachers we have were that guy's coworkers that didn't bring a gun to work.
Yeah, all the time. Every single day, that didn't quit, that didn't immediately request transfers. Like, they just had to sit there and
whack
fucking
Nicholson would have been killed by the teenagers on the wire in the first episode of that season.
Oh yeah.
100%. God, imagine being his coworker and having to hear about like his Twitter all the time at work. And like the people he like,
well, he has a lot
owned.
Of followers, so it'd probably be pretty interesting to hear.
You know
about
what? That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a real fucking good point, Michael.
I wonder what his batting average was with DMs to pussy.
Why? Come on. Zero. Zero.
Well, there are a lot of women who got DMs from pussy. Wow.
Tony Snell action going on there.
Yeah.
Zeros across the board with like 1,200 DMs. Yeah.
35 Whoa. Minutes, 0000.
So dope.
God, when I start to feel bad for him, then I see some of those posts and it's like, man.
Yeah, he has zero self-awareness.
You got to cut it out. Not
in an endearing way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot his students found his picture, too, where he was dressed as Boss Baby Driver.
Oh, Boss Baby Driver is so weird. Yeah, he's wearing a diaper and, like, posting it, and, like, I'm Boss Baby Driver. And it's like, man, what year was this? This was probably, like, 2020.
Just imagine an adult Bobby Hill with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth and with a diaper on. That's what he looked like. And his students found that picture. That's so awesome. They're probably like, holy fuck, jackpot.
Well, they're actually owned.
This weird-ass motherfucker's wearing a diaper.
Because like, they still the have joke, to go to school, and he doesn't.
It. Yeah, true.
He just gets to sit at home.
He gets to stay up all night derping on beers.
Yeah. He gets to make YouTube videos about theory and praxis that 22 people
women.
Click on.
And drunk DMing women to lose podcasting jobs.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you want to see my Patreon?
Oh, Jesus Christ. We got that's it's so depressing. I can't even. I got to push him out of my head.
Check out Whack.
Yeah. I got to push him out of my head.
It would be really embarrassing for him if his podcast co-hosts messaged me and were like, you were right about him.
That's so funny.
I'm sorry for what he said to you.
Well, you know what's not depressing?
I guess I had a beef. Yeah. What's that?
Dr. Disrespect is back, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
not he's been playing chess while we've been playing checkers.
That's right.
No, he's been playing chess while a kid's been playing checkers across from him.
Yeah.
See how low that camera is?
The angle of the camera makes it seem like your child's POV. And then also, when people like criticized him, he immediately would just reply like, oh, yeah, I guess you care about woke now.
Pronouns and minors.
It's woke to not to not be a pedophile.
Yeah, I don't really get that strategy because the only people that's going to win over are people who have an 80 IQ and they liked him anyway. It's like the Gucci Goomba types that we talked about. The people who are like the 35-year-old guys who've got like the cool snapback and they've got the LEDs in the gamer chair and they average one viewer on Twitch.
Do you know what everyone keeps posting to in defense of Dr. Disrespect to like all of his haters? All of his like viewers keep reposting the picture of Jerry Seinfeld and his 17-year-old girlfriend saying, Jerry did it and he's rich now.
It's true.
They kept saying, if this isn't consensual, then throw Jerry Seinfeld in prison.
Okay.
And they're expecting everyone
to
be
should
like,
throw him in Israeli prison.
You got me.
Yeah.
True.
I would love to be an Israeli prison guard and have Jerry Seinfeld in the cell. Oh, man.
Eating good tonight.
Yeah. Yep. He'll be the first 67-year-old man to get pregnant. Holy moly. He'll be leaking out of every orifice.
What's the deal with that?
God damn it.
What's the deal with this? What's the deal with this little man sexually tormenting me?
The one I quote tweeted was really funny in response to Dr. Disrespect. It was this guy said, bring the doc back. He apologized like a man. That's all I need. Carry on.
I guess he could go on Kick or he could go on Rumble, but
yeah,
I
mean, he's going to be on like Kick or Rumble and he's going to get those like 200, 400 people that watch and be like, damn, thanks for coming back, dude. I missed you. Sleep politics out of streaming.
Dude, streaming sucks since you left, my man.
But like, yeah, it's just, I mean, he's a pedophile. And I think by going against woke, he's also making a big mistake because if you go against woke, you become broke now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new rule.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We love woke on this podcast. That's what the WFYM stands for. Woke FYM.
It's too bad he didn't work for Mr. Beast because then he would have been disappeared.
That's a good point.
Did you guys
he gets
see
accused
that?
Of something and you look at his house and it's just gone. It's just grass. Like you can't. It's beautiful, perfect grass. It's like he never even lived there. You ask his neighbors, did Guy Beam live here? And they're like, who?
No.
That's been an empty lot my whole life.
You guys see how all the libtards are tweeting like the Zoomer haircut meme from like 3 years ago? Ted Lieu, Vice President Harris says fundraising is bussing for real. She understands the assignment. She'll protect fundamental freedoms and defend democracy. No cap. Donate below to maximize our joint slay.
Yeah, there was a there was a lot of Rad Milk memes in like the drafts that they've been working with. So now
that's what happens when you give them positive reinforcement for doing memes. That's what happens when you unironically soy face at the DNC putting out memes. They're like, okay, let's start talking about Ohio Riz and Glizzy Gladiators.
Yeah. That tweet's about to hit 1,000 quote tweets and has fewer than 200 likes.
Very nice. but then you also share like the quote tweets on it. Everybody quote tweets it because it's just easy engagement. And then they know they're like, oh yeah, we can just make a dumb fucking tweet like that and it'll go off and nothing matters.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah,
it does. It works every single time.
Hopefully groceries don't keep getting more and more expensive until November.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything doesn't just keep getting worse. Yeah. And then also we have like a war between Israel and Iran and we're still shipping weapons.
We have warships and Lebanon.
I'm sure by the time we record our next pod, everything's going to be really chill in the Middle East by then.
Everyone's going to calm down. Yeah. Well, they're working
probably
on
everything's
going
to be really good. And then just posting shit about like Riz. Mm-hmm. That'll be enough to get them over the finish line for an audience of 20,000 people on Twitter.
Yeah, that's just a great thing.
Just pandering directly to journalists and only journalists.
I would respect Ted Lieu more if he was really vulgar, but still talking like that. Like, Vice President Harris says, yeah, is bussing for real. No cap.
She's serving cunt.
She wet wet. She gave me a blowjob so sloppy I had to wipe my ass.
Aww. Donate here. She gave me a dirty motherfucking Sanchez.
She gave me a clean Sanchez after we washed the dishes.
Did you see on the white dudes for Kamala call, Josh Gad was on it, and he has an all-time quote.
They got that Arab on the white guy call?
Listen, you know, I very publicly have disowned Josh Gad for his Zionist beliefs, but he's pretty spot on with this one. He said, they have Kid Rock, Kevin Sorbo, and a dolphin aficionado. We have the Hulk, Samwise Gamgee, Luke Skywalker, and Mayor Pete.
And Harvey Weinstein.
Well, he's in jail. I can't.
bunch of queer icons on our side.
So, you know what, Josh
Samwise,
Gad?
Samwise, Mayor Pete.
Here's your flowers. Good for you.
What would you guys have said for all those guys? Let's see. We have a. What would be the best roles to say instead of like the ones he said? For Luke Skywalker, you could say
Joker.
Yeah, Joker from Batman Beyond. Mm-hmm.
Goonies? I would have said their movies. Like Goonies.
Oh, no. Yeah. For Sean Astin, I would have said, you got Dougie from 51st Dates.
Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy. You would have thought,
Rudy's even better, but saying Dougie from 51st Dougie. Dates, you just have people be like, what the fuck?
I didn't even know he was in that movie.
Yeah. They got Rudy from the movie?
He was the brother with a lisp. I thought he was going to beat him up, Daddy.
He was wearing the mesh shirts.
Always wearing the mesh fucking football jersey shirts.
Yes, okay.
Yep. Those are so dope.
They got Rudy from the movie Rudy.
Mm-hmm. I'd have said Mayor Pete, of course.
They've got radio.
And then
got radio.
Got they've Cuba got Rudy and radio.
We got the Rudy and radio squad.
Yeah.
Saying you got the radio squad because you have the rapist Cuba Gooding Jr. on your team? Cool. He went to jail for something like that. He had one of the weirdest perp walks ever, I remember.
Yeah, he got accused. Did he go to jail?
He was lolling about it. I don't know, he went to court or something.
Yeah, I know he got arrested and he got in big trouble.
He paid some woman a lot of money for raping, I think.
Legal issues. The Weinstein effect. Forcibly touching sexual abuse in the third degree in New York City.
He was on Diddy's yacht as well.
He groped a woman at a bar. And then as of August 2020, 30 women have accused Gooding of unwanted sexual touching.
Jesus Christ, man. More like Cuba batting.
Okay, for no jail time.
Wow, he's
broke. Okay, so we should be good then.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Oh, well, but then he also was
a disrespect fan.
Oh, that's right, because he got mentioned in the P. Diddy sexual
assault
lawsuit.
Yeah, just said that. He was on his yacht.
Yeah.
They had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Cuba Gooding Jr. is rolling in his grave right now.
I forgot about that.
I actually don't know who his dad is.
Not good, man. You can't
probably
be
Cuba
that.
Gooding Sr.
It is.
No, that's what, I know. I don't know what he did.
It has to be, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Well, I can tell you right now, according to my own personal knowledge, Cuba Mark Gooding Sr., April 27, 1944 to April 20, 2017, was an American singer.
Ooh, he died
singer.
On Hitler's birthday, 420.
He was the most successful lead singer of the soul group The Main Ingredient, replacing former lead singer Donald McPherson, who was diagnosed with leukemia in 1971. Mm. That's just off the top of my head, by the way. I just know that shit.
I forgot about that. He was a
singer.
Now
that you mentioned, I do remember all that.
Yeah. I remembered it first.
I was about to say that when you started.
They taught us that in our school curriculum at home
school.
Yeah,
it was in our
book. We had a bunch of weird history books where we learned about like actors' parents and stuff.
You were good.
Yeah, I went to black home school, even though my parents were white, and we learned mostly about like Motown and soul music and the blues and jazz.
It was weird. I grew up as something they called a black Catholic. There weren't many of us.
Okay. Yeah.
I had to memorize that whole Tribe Called Quest album.
We had a black mass, but it was still like about God. It wasn't like satanic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the black mass, it's just black Catholic.
Stupid fuck.
It's in Cameroon. I went to one of those in Cameroon. I went to a black mass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was for some of the people who died in my parents' mind.
I still remember some of our Catholic like homeschool history books that were straight up like creationism stuff. That's and our cool. parents just being like, that's... Move past this.
You can't read that one.
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, I enjoyed. Like, that's probably not true.
I mean, who cares who did it?
My dad was a meteorologist, man. Been a fucking creationist.
No. When our priest, like in eighth grade, like to try to fuck with him, we'd always say stuff like, so God, the world was created in like 7 days, according to Genesis, right? And he was just like, listen, no. He's like, hey, it's a story.
That's
it.
They right? didn't have days yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, like, I asked my pastor, I asked him that question, like, where were the dinosaurs in all this? And then she got me this, we were a pretty progressive church. She got me like a book called 101 Bible Stories or Facts or something.
Y'all
like
had
that.
A sheist?
Pooh Shyster.
Shyster.
But she gave me this book, 101 Facts About the Bible or something like that. And there was one page for it, and it was like, what happened with the dinosaurs? What's going on with all that? And they're like, well, you see, when they said a day, they actually meant like billions of years. And I just remember thinking, well, that's fucking stupid. Why didn't they just say it in the first place? I can't get behind any of this dumb shit.
I only believe in Old Testament stuff. Mm.
Well, yeah, mm. I only believe in the ages in the Old Testament when they'd said people lived like 675 years.
Oh, I thought you were talking about ages of consent again, like the Melly Mac guys.
I got no opinion. I'm for the age of consent.
It doesn't say age of consent anywhere in the Bible.
We should let Methuselah come back. Like, I don't care if he was 2,500 years old and he was messaging a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
He was 963, boring, actually, messaging a 211-year-old or something.
Oh, that's disgusting. Fucked.
Plus, do you know how many people there were in Sodom and Gomorrah who were doing the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even want to get started.
All these people in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the left doesn't even care about it. They're making people's holes different and stuff with like a knife made out of a rock. And everyone's focused on what Methuselah's doing just because he's famous.
The guys in Sodom and Gomorrah were trying to get Lot to look at their dick so it turned to stone. It's like, come on. Check it out. Turn my dick to stone. Look at it.
No, the Sodom and Gomorrah was just, it's just the Joe Budden tweet where they're just like, I'm so horny, I need to make a new hole. Mm-hmm. That's all everybody was doing there. All the Gomorrahites.
I love when they find all of the old, like, butt plugs and penis-shaped stuff from excavations.
Yeah, the guy in Pompeii was beating off.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty
guy's
good,
awesome.
Man.
He knew exactly.
I wonder if
what
he started
doing.
Or
that's. I honestly, I pray every single day that he finished. And
he had his own Pompeii.
Then he got like.
Yeah, he released some ash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He covered his entire all of his
Do
body.
You, well, let's ask this. I mean, I wonder. Like, I know it just happened like in a second, but I don't know. Maybe he like had some sort of inkling and was like, let me get one more off.
Well, yeah.
Like, was he mid-jacking off, yeah, or was he like, well, I got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There's nothing really else to do. Like, we don't have phones yet or games or anything, mm-hmm, so might as well do the one fun thing you can do.
The thing about Pompeii is if you close your eyes, it almost feels like no mm-hmm one's here at all.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Best
you
deal.
Know what? That is crazy to think about. Like, how many times did people just jack off because there's nothing else to do? Back in
the
That's
why they
days.
Had to make all those rules about it.
Especially when it's like dark out. Say you're living in a cave, right? And you don't even have fire, but you already know how to make your snake wet. So you're just like, well, mm-hmm, fuck it. Let me do this like 30 times in a day until it really hurts.
And there were probably a lot of furries too, because they had those cave paintings of like the buffalo on the wall and the
Ooh,
tiger. And that's all
yeah
you really had. Like, you didn't have mm-hmm a catalog. Like a Sears catalog with the bra section. So you just had to draw. You had to jack off to a drawing of a buffalo.
Honestly, that's basically what sports fans are now: beating off to buffaloes and tigers and cheering for them.
Fucking tell them, dude.
Yep. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Go Tigers.
Idiots.
Go Tigers. Hey, you want a nice sports fact right now?
Yeah.
The Chicago White Sox have not won a game since Joe Biden was running for president.
Oh damn.
Ooh.
That's pathetic.
They should change their name because they're disgracing white.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Sox.
Weren't the Chicago yeah Black Sox allowed? The ones that there was a team called the Chicago Black Sox that were the ones that scammed the 1919 World Series?
No, they were referred to as the Black Sox.
Oh, because they sullied the reputation as yeah to the White Sox. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I got it.
They called them the Black Sox.
They were the guys that were in like a labor dispute bad and hated the owner, just like most yeah players do now with every owner. And they were like, you know what? Since you're not going to pay us more, even though we're selling this place out every night,
mm-hmm,
oh, it was Comiskey.
Yeah.
They were like, we're going to fucking fix the games. Then they didn't even fix the games well and fucked a bunch of shit up. Didn't they still win?
No, they lost, but then they got
investigated. Oh, no, they did. Oh, I remember now, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't get fucking caught for it till like later on, too, which is crazy.
Do you guys remember the Yellow Sox?
Yeah, they're in my drawer right now.
Yeah, they were really nasty. Those
yeah,
guys.
Those were
my
car wash socks. They didn't need to be washed. They're good to go.
I wash them every day.
They started as white.
A lot of
those guys, they would just be out in the dugout, and they'd be like, "We got to have someone up at bat. What's going on?" They would just be like, you would see his arm just going.
Do you guys ever work
hard socks?
It probably goes without saying.
Chicago hearts.
The hard socks.
Chicago stiff socks.
Working somewhere with like a uniform and having that coworker that never cleaned theirs.
Dude, I told you about the guy who smoked in his car and like routinely would get sent home for just stinking. He would walk around the aisles and there would be like a stink trail and you know where he was. So you would just follow him. Like guests would come in and like go through the store and like complain about like that guy. Like, I don't want to say mean, but like that smells really bad. And like, you know, they for some of them, like they did feel really bad, but then like he smelled incredibly awful.
Bro,
yeah,
that instantly gave me the memory of, well, I watched it the other day, but it reminded me just now of Vince's 24-hour tent challenge, which we were just talking about in the last pod. But I forgot completely about this detail that after he cracked his beer and pops open some lunch meat, he lights up a fucking regular Black and Mild and smokes it down to the filter. No weed in it or anything. Like, how much more can you make an area stink? So he's eating lunch meat straight up and drinking beer and farting in the tent and peeing in the tent. He hadn't pooped at that point. But the best part about that, he gets through that part and it's been like 6 minutes in the video. And then he like, the next cut is him rolling over with like his timer on his phone. And he goes, "All right, guys, I made it through 1 hour."
Yeah.
He had done all that shit and it only been an hour. That's one of the funniest reveals of that whole video.
It's
like,
yeah, it's like Vito on The Sopranos where he's doing work for the first time and he's like, he keeps looking at his watch and it's like, it's got to be like 2 hours later, right? And it's like a minute later.
My personal favorite is when he starts getting a sunburn because he's just out in the sun with no shirt on, no sunscreen. And then the dog comes over, just keeps licking him. He's just covered in sweat.
He's a salt lick. He's a pillar of salt.
It's hot. It's the hottest scene from my favorite movie, The 24-Hour Tent Challenge.
So gross, man.
Yeah, stinky guys, take a shower. Hey, guys, if you are listening to this and you stink like shit, take a shower.
If you don't want to shower, at least wash your clothes.
Yeah, wash your clothes. Wash your butt.
At least that'll be clean.
Get your finger up there.
If you're at the car wash, it should be easy.
No, yeah. I was just thinking, you already get wet. The thing about that is people who work at the car wash, first of all, I was 15 working with a bunch of 30-year-olds. Those guys aren't in a great place in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They're there for a reason. But honestly, the money was good. It's just one of those jobs where you have to work with those guys.
Yeah.
Like some days the tips were amazing. Like I would leave some days, this leaving with like a 5-man crew. I would leave there at like 15 years old with $850 cash in my pocket from one day.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that, like that with tips and shit. Just nonstop working from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
But some of these motherfuckers just figured since they were working with soap and water that they didn't ever have to do their laundry and their jeans could stand up by themselves. Like those types of guys.
Well, the problem is they're also like not drying their clothes properly. Like they take them off
the
and throw them into a
you
pile
see these motherfuckers,
and it's just like mildew smell.
They drive to work barefoot, like barely get there in time. You'd see them sitting on the side of their car with the door open, putting their shoes on, rolling their caked dried socks on from the day before onto their feet.
Oh man.
It just gives guys me like, trench foot thinking about
it. Yeah.
Guys like that need to live at work. Like they need to have like workers' quarters on site with laundry
in a big dorm.
Just to make sure
that
they're doing
that. A lot
of those
guys would have loved that, by the way. They would definitely live at the car wash. They'd like, I got the vending machine here. I got the pit to pee.
What else do I need?
What else do I need? I got music.
As soon as they leave the property, you don't know what they're doing. You can't count on them to brush their teeth or wash their clothes.
I did know what most of them are doing. They were going to B-dubs to get wasted and spend all the money they just made on like...
That's not a bad idea.
Bullshit, like playing Keno and shit and slamming pints of beer that are too expensive.
The guys
I usually wouldn't
Keno.
Say this, but you should just get some 40s.
Hitting on the high school waitresses.
You should get a steel reserve in plastic and then a packet of Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be your dinner if you're that guy and you work at the car wash. You shouldn't be going to a sit-down restaurant ordering liquor.
Well, I mean, they got to play Keno.
A lot of them live with their parents.
Play it on your phone.
And just chill.
There's no Keno here.
I respect
here,
it.
Which makes me
Keno's
sad.
Keno's actually fun when you're
like,
down at the bar guy.
Going to the bar and just seeing like the people, like going to a bar, sitting down and being like, okay, who's playing Keno? And then seeing the people and be like, yep, I know that person's playing Keno. I know that person. Those people are not. They're fine.
The first time you ever went on Keno after like when you're a couple beers deep, mm-hmm. you're like, this game's awesome. And you want to play more. But
it's
it
people whose bio
game.
Says Akron, Ohio, plane emoji, Las Vegas someday. Someday I'm going to do this on those real machines.
No, they, man, it's, I no, theirs would be like, before, but. That's Akron, Ohio, plane emoji, Windsor. They can't wait to one day get to Windsor, Canada.
But these guys still exist. There. These guys still exist, of course, and maybe now in some ways more so than then. But back before the poker ban on U.S. sites, there were so many of those guys. Mm-hmm. So many guys that thought they were the next fucking Phil. There were so many. There were so many dudes that were like, "I'm up next." Who's the dude from? Who's the dude from here? That. Joe Cada.
Oh yeah.
Joe Cada was really young when he won World Series of Poker. He was from this area. Mm-hmm. He was from over on Lake St. Clair. And he was just, I think he still does like appearances at poker rooms and shit, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't follow him at all, but he was just one of those guys where all these people heard that this 20-year-old kid or whatever won millions of dollars playing poker, and all of a sudden every guy I know was like flipping through their deck of cards at work and fucking
memorizing them. I'm counting cards. It's like doing Trivial Pursuit. You memorize all the cards you can win every time, but you're like, okay, 9 of hearts. All right, 4 of clubs.
I knew more than 2 people who dropped out of college just to be playing like 12 tables of poker all day, every day, and they made decent money doing it for a couple of years.
I would have lost all my money if they didn't.
Well, they probably
it.
Did too, because they were gamblers, ultimately.
Yeah, gamblers.
I don't know how to play poker.
No, it's poker's great. Really fun too, when you learn.
My favorite. I have a good poker face.
A great game.
I'm good at not expressing emotion.
I would actually hate to play against Alec in poker. Jesus Christ.
Just have no idea what he's thinking. But Chris Moneymaker was like the first one where everyone was just like, oh, this is like a regular guy.
Yep.
And like, we can all play poker.
I won a $40 satellite tournament to get that seat too. All I need is $40. I could do that.
I love watching Moneymaker compilations on YouTube.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. I love that he didn't get any of that money because he sold like half of his seat to his dad or something, and then after he won everything, he like had to give the rest of the like other half of his half of the money to his wife to get divorced. But he ended up like making, you know, becoming rich because he would get sponsorships and like making
the next
like,
a lot of those guys. It was smart all for him to do the poker scene. Yeah,
you know how rich some of those guys would be if they weren't degenerate gamblers, but
all of them.
Yeah,
and there's like, so many.
I remember. Phil Ivey was one of the worst of, like, when there was no action going on, he'd be, like, on a plane with somebody and be like, coin flip right now, 250,000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, no.
Like, no, they're all addicts, but it's, like, it's gambling, so you're just like, oh, okay, I guess that's fine. Mm-hmm. No big deal.
I don't think coin flips should count on a plane.
Why not? Because of the gravity?
Yeah, because there's gravity there. Or something.
There's no gravity.
Same thing
on
in
a
space.
Plane.
What if you pay the pilot to do a barrel roll so the heads lands tails?
What if?
Crazy.
You wouldn't be able to do it.
No, not in a Learjet.
That would be a good bit if you're on the space station with another astronaut. You're like, hey man, heads or tails? And you flip it, it just infinitely spins around.
Just waiting all day. Yeah. I was, speaking of in space, I was watching, while I was doing map making today, I was watching Armageddon, because it's on YouTube. I have YouTube Premium, and it's on there like free this month. And, well, I said I pay for premium, but you know what I mean. It's one of the free movies. I was laughing my ass off watching the first hour of that movie. Like when the president was speaking, like doing the famous speech when they're walking up to board the shuttles and stuff. And they're showing all the different scenes from all over the world. And in India, it's a bunch of dudes in turbans jumping and cheering outside the Taj Mahal.
They love that place.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like so goofy. It's like if the Paris scene, they're all like climbing the Eiffel Tower and like watching a screen. On
see,
the
Michael, you asked why. It's because all these brave astronauts are getting into the spacecraft to blow up this asteroid, save the world.
And I laughed again when I completely forgot that Peter Stormare is in there. Mm-hmm. His head pops up on the space station. He has the worst Russian accent in any movie. I don't even know. It's like a cartoon Russian act, and it's awesome.
He doesn't really look Russian. Mm-mm. I sort of see it, but
he could pull it off. He's always just like that vaguely like Eastern European.
Yeah, he looks like he's from a fictional country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not quite German. He's not quite Swedish looking. Right, he's not exactly. quite Russian. Like, he looks like there's a country that we haven't discovered yet where they're all guys like him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's like a mix where they take, like, Germany and mix it with Scandinavia and just make a bunch mm-hmm. of new guys for, like, acting yeah. purposes.
He kind of looks
they
like...
They drain the Baltic Sea.
He kind of looks like an account where it's just like, this person does not exist. And, yeah. like, they just all have, like, vaguely
They'll always
European
be a legend
names.
To me, though, for making the two perverts tweet and yeah. knowing about Amo Amo.
Yeah.
So funny.
Being in Fargo. That's a movie about two perverts.
He was in...
Yeah, Fargo.
That he was one of my favorite guys in Prison Break, too. It's on Netflix right now, by the way, I saw.
Oh, wow.
They're pushing it. I'm excited about that, just because there's going to be more people that know about all the funny things on Prison Break. Mm-hmm. Like Theodore Bagwell.
I see a lot of...
The new generation
YouTube
will
shorts.
Hate Teabag.
But a lot of Prison Break is on YouTube Shorts, so you get nice clips of that. That, Peaky Blinders, and then Better Call Saul. That's just always... That,
Peaky Blinders?
Yeah, Better Call Saul,
so
that's
hard.
A great show to watch in 60-minute clips. Mm-hmm.
Just little like 60 the, seconds and like just 30 seconds. 60 seconds.
I like the video of, I don't even know, I can't remember where he's from now. He's like Uzbekistan or... I can't remember if my grandpa's from Armenia or Albania. No, but... one of those places, and the kid that's dressed like Thomas Shelby from Peaky Blinders, he's walking mm-hmm. down the street, and he walks up to the guy that has his camera going, Thomas Shelby, Sigma, and he fires a cap gun in the air like two times.
That's sick.
So funny to like see a Sigma TikTok like that and be like, oh, I need to dress like Peaky Blinders to be alpha.
That's
such a funny thing to take away from it.
That's like... Well, I feel like 90% of people what
that's
they
so
took away
that's
from
so dope.
Peaky Blinders.
Just walking around thinking you look cool and everyone's like, oh, more water.
Yeah. That's all the alpha, that's all the Sigma male shit on YouTube or Instagram is like clips or like images of Peaky Blinders and then just like the Sigma male captions where it's just like, we don't give a hell about anything else. I'm on my own now.
Those guys weren't even cool. Those guys probably ate like 1,200 calories a day.
Mm.
They probably had diphtheria and scurvy.
1,200, that's why would they only eat that? But don't they have crumble cookie? That doesn't make sense. If they had crumble cookie, they could get 1,200 in just dessert.
No, they didn't invent them yet.
They didn't have crumble cookie yet?
No, well, they sort of did, but they didn't have sugar.
Oh, okay.
They were just made out of beans and corn.
Oh, well, that's not good. That sounds healthy.
Yeah, ooh, it was too awful. Good for you. It was kind of like Nutriloaf, and they called it crumble cookie.
I was at the grocery store today, and I was on the end cap was a crumble cookie cereal.
It's like, so gross.
I've seen that, yeah.
It's like, what?
I can't do those. I can't do the sugar cereals anymore. So
I would never support Crumble just for the fact that I likes it.
Yeah. I hate Crumble because of that.
I'm
going to
actually tell Crumble that.
This guy is losing you business. I would buy a Crumble every single day after you ban this man.
Yeah. I'm going to get a campaign going where there's millions of people saying, mm-hmm. no, we're not eating Crumble until you ban Outlaw from it.
We've said it a million times, but it's just also a bad cookie.
He's doing the opposite
opinion.
Of a hunger strike.
It's like a cakey, thick, 800-calorie cookie. It's not good. You don't need it. Don't get that. Go get a real cookie. Go somewhere else and fucking get a real cookie.
I always hated those fucking, the sugar cookies with like a mountain of frosting on them.
Those are
so L.
Those are disgusting.
Like
when someone brought
kids' birthday party cookies.
Yeah, nice, simple exactly. chocolate chip cookies over there any day.
Crumble mm-hmm. cookie is how you know that the, all like the eat the bug stuff mm-hmm. isn't real because they would never let crumble cookie happen if there was really a conspiracy to get us to stop eating that shit.
Yeah, of course.
They're doing the exact opposite. They're mm-hmm. trying to kill us.
Yeah, they are trying
to
kill
us. I think for a while the bug thing plan was like there and then they were like, this will never work. We got to make mm-hmm. them Wall-E people after all.
Yeah.
They could put bugs in crumble cookie. They wouldn't really notice.
No, and those people
grind
wouldn't
them up
stop.
Enough.
If
average human eats 6 or 7 crickets a day.
If you...
Well, I eat like 4 or 5. I've been trying to cut down.
It's really hard to find them around here.
I got to balance them with my spiders.
They jump. That's the problem.
Yeah. If you showed Outlaw a video of them like using bugs and making crumble cookie, he would not stop going.
He's eaten bugs before.
He would not stop going to crumble cookie. He
would
just
continue. I would eat the bugs as long as you crush them up and mm-hmm. put them into a powder. It's just flour.
Why not?
Cricket flour, that's fine, as long as I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like the same thing with the brick and Snowpiercer. Yeah. Why were they complaining?
The
you've got
it's
like
food.
40 people alive, you're doing child labor, people are eating their own arms, and you're complaining about eating the bugs?
Would
bugs.
You eat deep-fried scorpion if it just tasted like some batter?
Yeah, of course. I'd eat a scorpion.
I guess I would try it.
I would eat a scorpion if you just like grilled it. I would try anything.
Have you seen that video of the Mexican guy eating the scorpion alive?
Yeah, I love
like they're
that.
At a work site and he picks it up by the tail and like they're looking at him, they're not sure what he's gonna do, and then he just eats it.
Yeah, he just eats it and fucking goes back to work. So psycho.
I couldn't do that. I don't want to eat it alive because like scorpions do scare me because they're just so scary looking. But I'd eat it. I'd eat it grilled.
I respect him too much to eat him.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest animal you would eat?
Biggest animal whale. I would eat. I would probably eat. What's bigger than a whale?
An elephant. An elephant.
A dinosaur.
Someone's mama.
Yeah, a dinosaur.
Don't insult any of you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. I was about to flip the fuck out, dude.
Yeah.
It's gonna freak out.
The problem with eating a whale is it would go bad. Like, imagine how much freezer space you need when you cook venison, when you've got a deer. Mm-hmm. You would need, like, 100 times as many giant freezers in the basement if you killed a whale.
Well, I would only want to try it, and then I would just throw out the rest.
Oh, throw it back?
Yeah.
Catch and release?
Yeah,
that's what I do when I go fishing. I catch it, I take a bite out of its head, and then I release it.
I just slice a little fillet off of it, and I release it back into the water.
It grows
back.
I
just take one half, and I think it grows back.
Yeah.
It's either fish or worms.
Lizards.
Filleting your fish and throwing it back, it just wriggles away and gets eaten. You're like, bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. For
the meat. A bear comes up. Thank you.
You could probably fillet a bluegill alive and throw it back in the water and just swim away.
Mm-hmm. You could probably fillet a blue whale alive if you had a big enough knife.
Yeah, probably. The Buster Sword from Final Fantasy VII could do that.
Yeah. Would that rust?
Would you guys eat whale eggs?
No, it's a different game.
Fuck.
depends how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Sure, I'd eat anything once.
Ostrich egg would be cool. People do that for gimmicky shit.
Do they sell those in 12?
No. There's no room in the fridges.
That would be funny. That would be funny if they sold them in the same package, but it was just like 6 feet long.
Just completely taking up all the room for one package.
These are too expensive.
I don't like these. I've eaten ostrich before.
Damn.
It's gamey. It's nothing special.
I've only had most of those exotic animals in like jerky form, and I'm like, these all taste the same, and you're probably lying to me anyway.
My mom got it at work, and then because she was a chef, and she brought it home and cooked it, and then we ate it, and she's like, you know what you just ate? And it's like, God damn it. What the fuck did you give us this time? Because she used to do that, all that stuff. And then it was like ostrich, and it's like, yeah, it just tasted like... It was like ground ostrich, so it just sort of tasted like ground turkey.
Bird.
Yeah, honestly just tastes like ground turkey.
They all taste like bird.
Yeah. Penguin? I would not eat a penguin because they're cute.
That would be oily.
Yeah. I've had like rabbit and rabbit stew and it was all right.
Yeah, rabbit's fine.
I've never had rabbit. I've seen a lot of rabbits this year. I've seen more rabbits this year than any year in my life.
Squirrels are one of those things where if you live in a family where it's like if you shoot it, you eat it. And at least... Someone's going to kill a squirrel at some point.
Yeah.
We ate it.
That's a lot of work. That must be a lot of work cutting it open and taking the pieces out. And then you probably get like a centimeter of usable meat.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Then it tastes like shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, that's why you don't shoot squirrels.
No. That's why you just don't shoot things. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Again, I never had the inclination to like shoot.
Yeah, I've talked about my hunting experience, but I just use it as like reading time.
Yeah.
Or jacking time.
Just wake up in the morning and you're like, oh, yeah, we'll go. Just go sit out in the woods and
I would just
shoot
other hunters.
Yeah. No, they got the orange vest, dude.
I shot the only duck I ever shot at with my single shot 16 gauge and I felt bad. But I ate him too.
A duck's good.
Duck's really good.
Duck is nice.
They make more ducks.
Yeah.
I also felt good about being one for one on my shots. I'm like, I'm retired. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That duck could have been a rapist.
Probably was. Could have been Butchie.
That's why I don't feel bad when I shoot dolphins.
Yeah. They're going after you first.
I actually don't shoot dolphins. I hit them with my boat by Hallover Inlet. I'm like, can I butcher this since it's roadkill anyway?
Put my ass into the water, and then when one gets close, I just stab it.
Yeah, hunting in Hallover Inlet.
I hang my ass in the water.
It's awesome. Like
Dale on King of the Hill. I wriggle
once it gets close.
Going out there with a harpoon. The drone's following you. Like, what is he going to do?
That stupid
looking
dolphin
for
coming thinks my ass is a big pussy.
It would be fun to go to Hallover.
You explaining it to your tour?
Group? You're like wriggling your butt off the side of the boat. All dolphins. I'm so vulnerable right now.
Oh, I can't pull my pants back up, and I don't think I can get back into the boat.
Oh, I think I'm stuck in the dryer that's on this boat. I hope no dolphins show up. You're just waiting there with the harpoon.
Like, you're like scuba diving, but instead of like a shark cage, it's a dryer. You're just sitting in the dryer.
Just showing them your ass.
Yeah, you're in the shark cage. You're just like,
I'm stuck. Stepbrother stuck.
Some weird scuba diver swimming towards you like, no, I don't know this guy.
Yeah, get away from me. I can't shoot you if you try this.
Yeah. It would be cool to go to Holover Inlet and just like a rowboat and watch that guy just following along on his drone.
A surfboard.
I had someone come to my chat the other day that was like, or maybe, was that on Sunday, that was like, I think it was my chat, where they're like, did they delete the nude beach covers on Holover Inlet? I'm like, nope, I'll find it right now for you. And I was like, I can find this place in 1 second, and zoomed right into it, right to the right tracker. I can't stop thinking about that, being that Google guy that has to walk across the nude beach with a 360 camera on your back. Everyone ignore me.
A lot of dolphins get beached over there.
I promise. Don't worry, everyone. I work for Google. This is going straight to the internet. Like, it'd be so weird. There's one really fucking, there's a guy that just looks like straight up like a hot dog just standing there, like all cooked. And right next to this little tiny Israeli flag planted in the sand. It's so funny.
I mean, luckily everyone at a nude beach is just very sexy.
Yeah, just reassuring people. No one's going to beat off to this. You're all 67.
You're all disgusting.
Yeah.
You all look really like a leather sofa. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You look like a Fifi made out of a baseball glove.
It's barely even skin. It's like you're wearing a leather skin suit.
You don't look like a real guy. There are a bunch of people in fake suits.
Those motherfuckers are not real. The airplane lady, remember that meme?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yep, wonder how she's doing.
What if she was teamed up with that guy who just sits in the front? Ooh,
her and Hawk Tushu podcast.
Yeah, with no, well, it'd have to be about airplanes, so you need the guy.
No, it could be called That Motherfucker is Hawk Tua.
Oh, yeah.
Or
something. Yeah,
yep.
Or something like that.
We got some ideas.
I think Hawk Tua should do a podcast with Casey Anthony. I'm just trying to remember women that I like that were famous.
Let's try to think.
Maybe Brian Laundrie's mom.
Oh, yeah, Brian Laundrie's mom.
She should do actually a solo podcast called Call Her Tua.
Oh, shit.
Hawk Her Tua.
I would love to hear a podcast with Brian Laundrie's dad and mom, and they just talk about current events.
Hawk what Tua I think... should do a podcast with Bill Simmons that's 400 episodes long.
I would not.
Torture.
I need more Bill Maher talking to 21-year-old women.
Oh, you're right. Bill Maher and Bill Simmons.
Yeah. Now we are fucking cooking. But how about any young women want to come on that podcast? I'm a producer.
How about Dave Portnoy, Charleston White, and Hawk Tua?
Oh, goodness gracious. Now we're
in Charleston Heston.
Yeah. How about
we'll bring them back?
Danny Masterson from prison. Oh, Dave Moss and Hawk Tua.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, nice.
Pretty good.
That'd be a safe podcast, all these ones.
Yeah, I would put Danny Masterson in a cage, like a shark cage.
Mm-hmm. How about this one? Chewbacca Mom, Hawk Tua, and the Chilean Miners, or at least a couple of them.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Chewbacca Mom, that's a good throwback. Everyone loves Chewbacca Mom.
Yep. Don't look up what she's been up to. Have you seen her Insta and shit?
No, what?
She's like a went to Israel Christian Zionist.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, we call her Chewbacca Mom now.
No,
these days.
Shit.
Yeah, and Baca is like Japanese for stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Chewbacca. True.
Stupid Jew mom. That's what I call her.
Stupid Jew mom.
Stupid Jew mom.
Chewbacca mom. So funny. She called it bitch Chewbacca mom.
Oh, yeah, she is an evangelicist. Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's still the pinned.
I deleted her off my Spotify.
Yeah, 8 years ago. Unfollow. Damn.
I had her laugh on my running playlist.
I don't know how you get into Israel now.
I don't know either, man.
I don't get it. Like, they're not even winning the war they have. They suck at everything. Like, Netanyahu is, like, under investigation. He's under indictment.
I don't know how many butchered babies you have to see on the timeline where you still have to be like, no, we are allowed to rape the territory.
They're having a civil war, right? Like, they don't look good, even if you're Zionist. They're not doing a great job.
I don't get how you're for Israel and you're not getting paid millions of dollars by them. You know?
Well, she might be.
Maybe. You know what? Yeah, that's probably
they might be
just
giving her seven
them.
Figures.
I think
Chewbacca
Blake Flayton's getting paid too, the way he posts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not anymore. I don't know. He was getting a little uncomfortable
Ooh, I saw that, but I think they'd be into that. He's just going to move there to have a job.
Yeah.
You can, yeah, I don't know.
You can do whatever you want there.
He could be a minister of rape or whatever they got going on over there.
You can just do whatever you want there. It's
I call
fine.
Him the crime minister is what I call his fucking ass.
Mm-hmm. I do. I've been loving the posts about where they're like, oh, gosh, you know, this is just such a bad look for Israeli Jews. And it's like, huh, this is a bad look. All of this. Hmm. Okay, interesting.
Not related to Israel real quick, but I just remembered I was watching this video earlier this week of these Zoomers that were doing like 100 crimes in 20 minutes. Like one of those videos where they just do stuff that's like technically illegal, but no one's gonna... or just really stupid ones. Like they had their friend that kind of looked like McLovin try to buy beer with a McLovin ID and it worked.
Oh, yeah.
The lady at the gas station was like, Hawaii. And she's looking at it. She's like, it's crazy. They still look like these there. And she looks at the back and like there's nothing on it at all. And she hands it back to him. She goes, oh, it says it expired 2008. And he goes, oh, shit, I must have brought my wrong one. He's like, I can go out in the car and get it. And she goes, no, you're all good. And she hands it back. And she goes, you ever see Dog? Talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter. Like, this old white lady at the fucking gas station actually thought the McLovin ID was real. So awesome.
Oh, man.
The kid,
you ever seen Dog?
He was 21 anyway, but he bought beer with fucking McLovin ID.
You gotta see Dog, but not Superbad. I guess you have to be in a certain age range to have not seen Superbad. Like, if someone was... If someone was maybe 21 at a gas station and you showed them that, they would be like, who's this? What is this bullshit?
It's such a bad, stupid fake anyway that you think a liquor store employee would be up to it, but I guess whatever.
What state was that?
I don't even remember. Probably, I'm guessing LA or one of those content.
Wherever it is, it's really easy to buy liquor there. You can just do whatever. You could probably print one out on printer paper.
Yeah, and they're going to accept it.
The thing is, too, like, the kid does not look 21.
Yeah.
He looks like McLovin. He looks
like he was alive in 2008.
True.
If you had a license in 2008, you have to be at least, I guess, my age, because I think I got my license in 2008.
Mm-hmm. When you buy alcohol here, they just scan it or, like, swipe... like the barcode on it. Like you can't just have, if it's expired, they won't sell you anything because it's not by the date.
They just run it.
They also don't even look at it. They're like, here, just give me something to scan.
That's why I wonder too, like for that video, how many fails they had of trying to do it, you know?
Oh, I'm sure. Tons of them.
Makes a good video.
Because someone looks at it and was like, that's a fucking movie, dog. What are you doing?
Yeah, most people would just be like, okay, man.
Yeah.
You don't have a new reference?
Then they say, oh, we're just trying to make a YouTube
movie. I guess they need to put more fake IDs in new movies.
Yeah. We do.
Because that's the only one anyone can remember. There's got to be, like, the next Marvel movie, they should have Iron Man have a fake ID or mm-hmm. Thanos or something.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it earlier, but for those Zoomers, like, Superbad is, like, they're Dumb and Dumber for me, where I was, like, a little child when it came out, but I watched it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Those are those kids watching Superbad at, like, 8 years old, like, where we weren't supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And being like, this
I like the classic comedy
awesome.
Movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Superbad, Borat.
Well, you know what? We are 4 years away from it being 20 years old, so.
Not another teen movie. Classic.
Oh, yeah. Chris Evans.
I don't know if I saw that one.
So weird in that one. You would like that one just because it's absurd. Like, that, all of the scary movie people, they did some pretty good runs of still funny shit for at least
that
until,
was,
like, three or four.
That was their first, like, that was their first one off of Scary Movie, and it's really good.
Some of them were ass.
I mean, I did see it. I did see it when I was, like, 12. It was great. And so but then everything else after that was like really, really like painfully unfunny.
Epic movie when I was wasted before. Just to like, I was like, this will be so bad, it'll be funny, but it wasn't that.
No.
Bad.
That was, we,
was
I remember
like,
renting that
on type bad.
I remember renting that in high school and like drinking beers and be like, oh, this is going to be great. And then like we turned it off like 30 minutes in and like, let's go do anything else.
Yeah. I watched it completely with the mindset of like, this is going to suck dick. And I'm watching it when it came out like 12 years ago and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and I'm drunk, so I'm gonna watch it. And I made it like 15 minutes and realized it was just one of those things where you like open a different tab.
Yeah,
because you're not watching it.
The problem with those movies is that they're only really funny if you're 12. But if you're 12, you probably haven't seen the movies it's making fun of.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember seeing Scary Movie 3 when I was 12. Like I got a DVD of it somehow, and I remember really liking the scene where it's a parody of 8 Mile. And they have Eminem, and he throws up on a guy who's shitting in the stall. The guy's like, what the hell? Like, that was pretty funny. But I hadn't seen 8 Mile,
because
my parents wouldn't have rented it for me. And I hadn't seen, like, Scream or Paranormal Activity.
If you have a Zoomer watch Scary Movie now, like, they're not going to get most of the references, so they don't really know. Like, it'll still be funny, like you said, but it's different.
Mm-hmm.
We're also talking about, like, how different your taste is from funny movies that when you're 16 till now, like rewatching Grandma's Boy and you're like,
oh my goodness, that is
okay.
Oh, I remember Grandma's Boy being
the funniest
like,
thing about Grandma's thing Boy to me now is like still things I thought were funny then, but not the obvious stuff. Like the grandma that the way she keeps bringing them like leftovers heated up the entire time is really funny. Yeah. Because that was my grandma too. Like never, you think it's like dinner's done and then all of a sudden like more lasagna and cake comes out. Like where the fuck is this coming from?
Mm-hmm. It was a realistic movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a very realistic depiction of being grandma's boy.
Mm-hmm. That was also when which we also talked about recently, when Nick Swardson started doing his little thing that he held on to forever.
Yeah.
Oh, we were talking about that on a Fortnite stream because DB reminded me of Nick Swardson's, what the fuck was that? Gigantic something? He did a pilot or like a something where he was basically his gay character.
Gay robot.
Gay robot, yeah.
Gay robot, because Gay Robot started on an Adam Sandler comedy album, and then like they tried to make a TV show out of it, and yeah. It's like didn't go anywhere.
It's all on YouTube.
But it's also like, and this is also a time when like I forget when that album released, but I was like way too old to listen to it. But I loved the other ones because I was a kid, so of course I loved them. And then I remember listening to that one, being like, yeah, this isn't really funny anymore. This is not so great, but
it's
I was also
like that.
Yeah, but I was also at that age, like I was like a stand-up comedy snob and just like watching that shit. Yeah,
only Jeselnik.
Yeah, I fucking hate Dane Cook. Dane Cook is a piece of shit.
That was me. I was like, Dane Cook stole all this stuff from Louis C.K.
Yeah, Louis C.K. is cool.
Yeah. I love DGD.
Louis C.K. was goat.
Yeah, Louis C.K. I love you. What are you up to, dude? Hit me up.
I was the same way, Tom. I loved in like 2009 or 10 to show people, you ever hear of Hannibal Buress and Change Your Life?
Yeah.
Hannibal's first and second album were so fucking
fantastic.
Funny. Too, he's a landlord fuck now.
Yeah.
Well, he probably lost money on the proposition because he was renting. He bought like an apartment to use as an Airbnb. So he's probably made negative $500,000 this year.
All right. Well, you know what? Welcome back to the left, Hannibal Buress.
Yeah, you're left. If you're a landlord and you're losing money,
you're a leftist.
Like mine probably is.
Yeah.
Hold on. Say fuck Israel, Hannibal.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to have a real test. Real test.
Tweet it. Yeah, they got Eric Andre to do it.
Yep. He was scared for his life. He was going to get... Eric Andre would have been chased down by all of his fucking non-binary fans. They would have kicked his shit in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had to denounce Chewbacca, Mom.
Oh, that was tough.
I call her Chewbacca.
Yeah,
he had to call her stupid Jew mom.
In Japanese.
Stupid
yeah.
He had her on a show and hit her over the head with a chair.
Chewbacca.
Watch that episode. It's not out yet, but we got a early screening of that scene. The new season of Eric Andre's show.
Yeah, it's a crossover with Star Wars and Gay Robot, and they have C-3PO, and he's the gay robot.
They have CP3.
We're going to do a premature rest in peace to Bibi Netanyahu.
Yep. R.I.P.
Thanks for listening, all.
Bozo, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Stroke it and undress it.